Good evening. Welcome to a service of evening prayer. My name is Pastor Kit, and with me is my wife, Diane Greaves.
Hello.
We are delighted to offer this service of evening prayer over four Tuesday evenings during the season of Advent, the anticipation of the coming of Christ, both at Christmas time and his second coming. You can follow along in the Book of Alternative Services if you have one of those, and we'll post the scripture readings as well on page 61 of the Book of Alternative Services. Please feel free to be in touch with us at christchurchoshawa.ca. We'd love to hear from you, and please pray along with us through Advent. Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe, creator of light and darkness.
In this holy season, when the sun's light is swallowed up by the growing darkness of the night, you renew your promise to reveal among us the splendor of your glory. In flesh and visible to us in Jesus Christ your Son. Through the prophets, you teach us to hope for his reign of peace. Through the outpouring of his Spirit, you opened our blindness to the glory of his presence. Strengthen us in our weakness, support us in our stumbling efforts to do your will, and free our tongues to sing your praise. For to you all honor and blessing are due, now and forever. Amen. A reading from Genesis chapter 9, verses 1 to 17. God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The fear and dread of you will rest on every animal of the earth and on every bird of the air, on everything that creeps on the ground, and on all the fish of the sea. Into your hand they are delivered. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. And just as I gave you the green plants, I give you everything. Only you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood. For your own lifeblood, I will surely require a reckoning. From every animal, I will require it, and from human beings. Each one for the blood of another, I shall require a reckoning for human life. Whoever sheds the blood of a human, by a human shall that person's blood be shed. For in his own image God made humankind. And you be fruitful and multiply, abound on the earth and multiply in it." Then God said to Noah and his sons with him, and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth, and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 124. "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say."
If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when our enemies attacked us,
then they would have swallowed us up alive when their anger was kindled against us.
Then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us.
Then over us would have gone the raging waters.
Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth.
We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped.
Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth.
A reading from Hebrews 11, verses 32 to 40. And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
An Advent devotion for the first week of Advent. This Advent, we are 1 year closer to Christ's second Advent, when he returns to welcome us home to heaven. It is Christ who comes at Advent, but his coming is not restricted to a certain season. For example, a couple brings food to a hungry family at Thanksgiving. For this family, it is suddenly Advent. Christ's love has come in the gift of food. Parents praying in the doctor's office. The doctor tells them that their child's cancer is not malignant and can be cured. It was Advent. An aged husband finally breathes his last. He skipped Christmas, Epiphany, and Lent, and for him, it was Easter. His next Advent would be Christ's second coming. So in this Advent season and in every season, God's people rejoice. We welcome Christ and reach out to others with his love. For them, it will suddenly be Advent. Lord, fashion me to be a caring person who reaches out to bring your hope to people. Amen. Do something special for someone.
Say the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
In peace let us pray to the Lord, saying,
we pray to you, Lord, that this evening may be holy and good and peaceful.
We pray to you, Lord,
that the work we have done this day and the people we have met may bring us closer to you.
We pray to you, Lord,
that we may be forgiven our sins and offenses.
We pray to you, Lord,
that we may hear and respond to your call to peace and justice.
We pray to you, Lord,
that you will sustain the faith and hope of the weary, the lonely, and the oppressed.
We pray to you, Lord.
We take a moment to remember those on our hearts for whom we wish to pray, silently or aloud. Ivan Locke, the Reed family, for those who are lonely or in lockdown in their homes or in retirement or nursing homes, and the staff who work for them, the family who feel distraught not being able to care for them the way they would like to, for all researchers and pharmaceutical companies and governments to get the vaccine to people as soon as safely as possible, equitably across the globe. Thanksgiving for those who are celebrating birthdays this week, especially for my dad, Chris Greaves Sr., and Warren, the Reverend Dr. Warren Leibovich in Arizona yesterday, November 24th. That you will strengthen us in your service and fill our hearts with longing for your kingdom.
We pray to you, Lord.
And now, as our Savior has taught us, we are bold to pray the words of the Lord's Prayer in the more contemporary version. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come.
Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Keep us as the apple of an eye.
Hide us under the shadow of thy wings.
Preserve us, O Lord, waking, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Lord, bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you again next week.